different explanation.
He did not know that those items were involved in evidential value.
They say I'm a dreamer, but don't be also say that's alright. I sit around playing rock and roll music, the only one thing that keeps me sane. In this life you keep running, running, if you don't you won't catch up. Waste your time just working, working, even though you find it's not enough.
Welcome back. Welcome to Spot On. Yeah, my baby, right here. You are listening to Radio The Dominican.edu. It's another beautiful day. And before we kick off the show, news on top of the hour. Criss Cross member Chris Kelly. Y'all remember Criss Cross, the rap group from the 90s? Yes. One of its member, Chris Kelly, is dead. And he died at the age of 34. And apparently, the coroner guessing that the cause of his death is drug overdose, and so plans of his funeral arrangement is undergoing. And there's a U.S. man of Korean descent has been arrested in North Korea and has been sentenced to 15 years in jail. And the North Korean regime are actually accusing him of being a spy. So the Obama administration has called for his immediate release, and you know, talking to North Korea about having him released on amnesty. And then in other news, Israeli leader has gone to China in regards to trying to make business ties go on. And there's tension right now in Pakistan and Bangladesh after a Pakistan man was shot dead. In other news, there has been some students from San Diego University that have been suspended from school after making or shooting a twerking video. Yeah, I thought that was funny. Twerking video, being suspended from school, like, what is up with that? Anyways, that's the news on top of the hour. Do tune in to the rest of the show, because, like, you know, we always do have a lot of stuff to talk about today, and there's just like a lot going on today. I know the weather is hot and people are feeling hot, whatever they are. But, you know, just keep yourself cool. Put on some nice shorts and some nice tank top. Go to the beach if you're in school. And if you're in school, try to drink a lot of water. And, you know, just make yourself cool. All right? You are tuned into Radio The Dominican, the EDU, Penguin Radio. Yeah, my baby, right here. You're right by me.
sure to do right by me.
Yes, buddy. Welcome back to Spot On. Yeah, maybe right here. And you are listening to radio.dominican.edu. Yeah. So, like I said, or you heard, if you're tuning in right now, I just talked about these high school students who have been suspended from their school because they shot a twerking video and they released it on Facebook, and they posted it on Twitter and on YouTube. So, I mean, this brings me to share this opinion with you guys. And like always, you know, like we always do, I give my opinion and I talk about stuff. And if you think that it's controversial and you got your two cents of the coin that you want to chip in, you can call the studio at 415-482-3587. Or you can also hit me up on my Facebook fan page at Facebook.com/spot on and let me know what you think, because that is why we're here, right? So these female students who shared a twerking video at some university in the United States, and right now they've been suspended indefinitely for shooting that video because the school thinks that that is indecent and that is a character not fit for college students who are aspiring to be, to be productive members in our society, basically, because they think that that makes them look bad before the eyes of potential employers, and basically, it's this character that is very demeaning, and it's not wise for college kids to do that. So, I think that in school, people play roles, right? Like when you're in school, you're supposed to be a student. When you are at home, you're supposed to be at home. Like you're supposed to do your thing at home. So I don't know the specific if they shot the twerking video in school, because if they shot the video in school, that is very wrong. Matter of fact, I think that the school is more than right to suspend them from school. That is, they shot the video in school. But if they shot the video at home, I don't understand the reason why the school would kind of meddle with their affairs and suspend them, because that is wrong for the school to actually do that, because they're trying to play a role that is not theirs. You know, that's why I think that parents should come in and actually talk to their kids and let them know what kind of characters are kind of unbecoming of a college student, or you know, just basically how to function, girls, basically, you should be able to take care of yourself. And then when you shoot some video and then you post them on Facebook and YouTube, and you kind of appear or strike people to be, this kind of person, like I always say, people take advantage of you if you expose yourself in a particular way. You know, if you're the twerking kind, you will attract the wrong kind of people who love twerking, and people will not take you seriously, especially if you're looking for a husband after school, Yeah, so I mean, that's just what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that if this school actually got in and suspended the guards from shooting the video at school, then I think they are more than right to do that, because that environment does not or should not allow guards to be shooting twerking videos. That is more than wrong, and they are more than right to do that. But if the guards shot the video at home, I don't think the school had any business to meddle in the affairs of these girls. But I think the parents should be involved, basically. They should tell the girls what kind of characters are becoming for ladies, right? And, just basically let them know that this is not something wise to do. And, I mean, it's not, I'm not saying that that everybody that does twerking is a bad person or is a sinner or none of that. I'm not saying that. You know, I'm not judging nobody, but I'm just saying that they should be more than careful, especially with social networking. You know, because I remember last week we talked about this girl that put pictures on Facebook of herself being all sexy and whatnot, and then she attracted this guy who started dating her on Facebook, and then they met up, and then the guy raped her because he put liquid X or liquid ecstasy on the girl's drink, and the girl found herself in some hotel room being gang raped with this guy and his friends. So you don't want to be that person. You don't want to be that person on the receiving end, or you don't want to be that kind of victim. So folks, I want to hear what you got to say about this. Do y'all think that when girls shoot twerking videos, they should be suspended from school? What kind of discipline measures do y'all think the school can or should put in place to discipline such kind of behavior? I want to hear your opinion. Hit me up on my Facebook/Spider12, or send me a text or call the studio 415-482-3587. Still talking about school girls and school boys. There is this three high school senior girls who were left devastated after being turned away from their prom for wearing inappropriate dresses. Yeah, they put on some dresses that were too revealing, apparently. And the school were like, nope, you ain't having no prom tonight. And it's a shame that, you know, that you dress like that. First of all, we don't like that kind of dressing. And we don't think that you, young school, high school guys, should basically put on dresses looking like strippers and whatnot, because this like tight dresses, and they were showing some things, and the kind of things that you don't want to see in public and whatnot. Yeah, those dresses were so tight like that. Okay, so I know a lot of people don't have problems with people putting on some clothes, like these girls, for instance, but I'm just thinking, like, you know, in high school, like, I remember my days growing up, like, girls would have a certain code, like there would be certain clothes that you would not put on before your parents or before elders, or, you know, if you're going out in public, you know, there are clothes that you can put on at home and clothes that you're not even supposed to step out of the house with. Now, I know times have changed, basically. That's the reason why we're talking about this in the first place. But I mean, a prom night is supposed to be a good night, right? You're supposed to dress decent. You're supposed to have respect for your peers and your teachers and everybody who's going to the prom, which are. So, but when you put on clothes that are too tight, first of all, and second of all, they be showing things that people are not even supposed to be looking at because they're supposed to be concentrating on the music and their date. I don't know what you're trying to achieve. Now, I know these girls are young and they don't know any better. And this is where parents should come in, right? Like, talk about good parenting. This is where parents should come in and actually say, yo, baby girl, you see this kind of clothes? This will actually make men take advantage of you. Or you see this kind of clothes? We make people think that you are loose. Or this kind of clothes, we make people think that you want a career as a stripper, you know? Now, responsible parenting and good parenting, folks, it all boils down to that, you know. Now, these high school girls don't know any better because they watch TV a lot of times, and most of them got models like Kim Kardashian and also, you know, like basically just they want to do what goes on TV, right? They're going after fashion. So if fashion dictates that people put on tight dresses and tight and whatnot, that is what they want. So I'm thinking that we as a community basically need to step in and address this issue. Like, talk about it in public and let people know what is the appropriate kind of dressing in our campuses when you're going out to dance or when you're going to a formal dinner, because people cannot draw the line between all these things. There should be boundaries, folks, you know? But like I said, that's just my opinion. I want to hear what you got to say, okay? Hit me up on my Facebook, spot on 12/. You can also text me on 415-482-3587 and let me know what y'all think. Yeah. This 19-year-old woman, or this 19-year-old girl, I'm not going to give her name, in Pennsylvania, she actually is in high school because she's 19, duh. She was caught giving birth in a bathroom, in the school's bathroom. And after she gave birth, she tried, or she attempted to flush the baby down the toilet. Folks, it's going down. Now, I think that one thing leads to another. So here we got a 19-year-old kid who's giving birth in the school's toilet, right? And she gets caught trying to flush the baby, because that means that she did not want the baby. So, yeah, like, maybe she got pregnant without her consent, or maybe she got pregnant without her knowing. And I think that y'all know how she got pregnant, right? She must have had sex with some guy, right? And because she did not know any better, she did not know about saying no, or she did not even know how to tell the boyfriend to put on the condom, that is why she got pregnant, because they did not use any protection. Now, the reason why I say that one thing leads to another is that, for instance, you go to prom night, right? You got your tight dress on, like, you ain't care about what your folks are saying, what your teachers are saying, that your dress is too revealing and whatnot. And then you go to prom, and then you drink yourself to stupor, and then you cannot say, or you cannot stop some people from taking advantage of you. And then the next morning you found out that actually you had sex with some random guy or with your boyfriend, and you did not use any protection. And now you're pregnant, and now you're trying to flush the baby down the toilet. And now people are going to look at you as some child killer, and then this is going to torture you for the rest of your life. You see how one thing leads to another, folks? Y'all should be thinking about that. While you're thinking about that, I'm going to take a break, but when we come back, I want to hear your thoughts. You are tuned into radio.dominica.edu. Yeah, my baby right here. Spot on.
don't we run away together, tear apart and make life better? Put our final thoughts out one last time, or we should reach and steal the weather, have a go and finally sever all of the ties that bind us to our life. All it takes is a slip of our luck to find out hell is in the plan in love. Those foolish fools among us who think time is made of sand and light, like the dark in the light. On the mark, how can we exist together and pretend? Why don't we run away together, tear apart and make life better? Put our final thoughts out one last time, or we should reach and steal the weather, have a go and find all of the ties that bind us to our life. Don't we run away together, tear apart and make life better? Put our final thoughts out one last time, or we should reach and steal the weather, have a go and finally sever all of the ties that bind us to our life.
Yes, buddy, welcome back. You are tuned in to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. Yeah, my baby, right here. And you are listening to Spot On. Ah, it's hot. Like, I'm so hot in the studio right now. I'm biting hot. But I got my water with me. And I know some people are thinking about hitting the beach, which is a very good idea. Very sweet idea, matter of fact. Like, I encourage you to do that. Put on your shorts and go to the beach and, you know, just lay down and get some sun, get your tan on, right? Talking about the beach, this couple, a man who's like 53 years old and a female, 34 years old, a couple, right? So they went to the beach, and we're talking about South Carolina. So these people are, you know, doing their thing, and everybody's watching, and they start kissing, and one thing leads to another, and they start, you know, they're showing some really, really affectionate PDA, and they were really tight and whatnot. Turns out, they started having sex at the beach. Yeah, in front of everybody. So, folks, if you go to the beach, you see people trying to kiss and people trying to make out and people trying to have sex and people having sex at the beach. Would you get out of the beach and say, ew, that is gross? Or would you stick around and try to catch you some action, try to watch, and try to get some skills if you're that kind of person who doesn't have any skills? What would you do? Basically, that's what I'm asking, okay? Call me in the studio, 415-482-3587, and let me know what you think. Oh, hit me up on my Facebook, and I want to hear what you got to say about this, because this is very interesting, okay? This man, like I said, 53 years old, and the woman is 34 years old. Now, these are not babies. This is not kids. These are people, mature citizens in this country, and they're doing that in front of everybody, and everybody caught a glimpse of the action. So I want to hear what you, if you think this is right, if you think that they are well within their rights to do that, because the Constitution says that every citizen in this country is free, and they are free to do whatever they like as long as they do not affect the freedom of other people. Now, having sex at the beach, I don't see how that is affecting anybody's freedom, because if you don't like whatever it is that they're doing, you can just up and leave, right? You don't gotta stick around for that. But still, I'm thinking that some, like, things like sex between couples, this is like some private, this is some sacred, and people should do it within the confines of their house or their bedroom, basically, folks. Now, taking sex outside to the beach, while I know that is very exotic and the thought of it is just intriguing. Matter of fact, they be putting me on the spot. Now I'm thinking like, shit, maybe I should do, you know what I'm saying? Maybe I should think about that too. But, folks, let me know what you think, because this is a very interesting topic, and I know some folks will be like, they don't care because it's their thing and nobody should be trying to judge them, you know, because sometimes this happens on the spot of the moment. Like, you don't see yourself doing it. You don't realize yourself doing it because emotions have taken over, you know, emotions have taken over and you're not thinking, you're not reasoning. That is why a 19-year-old girl will get pregnant and try to flush the baby down the toilet and get caught while doing it because they didn't realize that they was going to get pregnant because the feelings were so good. The intimacy was really, really good. And you felt like you was in cloud nine. But when you came back to earth, reality gets to you, hits you, that actually what you was doing was not okay in that particular scenario. Okay? So these folks having sex at the beach, I don't know what they're trying to show people. I don't know if they got kids, because if they got kids, then they're kind of an embarrassment to their kids, basically, folks. You know? Matters of sex should be confined in the bedroom, like I'm saying right now. You know, you should not be having sex in front of everybody. This is just like acting porn. I don't think there's any difference between somebody who's having sex at the beach in front of a million people and somebody who is shooting porn privately and sending the video to media houses and to YouTube site and to, you know, social network. I don't see any difference between these two people. So, if you got a boyfriend, you got a boyfriend. If you got a boyfriend, you got a girlfriend. If you got a girlfriend, you got a girlfriend. Respect other people. Respect goes a long way, basically. You should treat other people the way you yourself want to be treated, you know? Now, while some people might actually respect the fact that you're doing your own thing and nobody should interfere with that, but also folks are just tired of talking about stuff that appears to be commonsensical, right? Like, I know within my common sense that I cannot grab a butt, my girlfriend's butt, in front of my friends. Like, that would be kind of embarrassing to my girlfriend. And I think that people should also, like, you know, just think about that for a minute, you know, before you try to put on some crazy, crazy PDA in front of people. Think about what other people feel. Think about the kind of emotions that you're taking them through. You know, while they might talk, they might not talk about it. They might be feeling really, really disgusted, especially in front of kids, man. You know, so I'm not judging. I'm not really pointing fingers, but I'm just saying that sometimes should be done in the confines of closed and private environments, like having sex at the beach. They should have hired or blocked off the entire beach, and then they, you know, go ahead and do their thing. You know, hire the entire beach, close it off, do your thing. Nobody's gonna give a damn. But when the pool is open or the beach is open to the public, don't do it, please. Just think about it, okay? There is this other in Denmark. There's like a TV program right now that is happening, and critics basically are wondering if this is the most sexist TV program in history. Now, the show basically has two male judges and a bunch of women. Now, what the women are supposed to do, they're supposed to strip off everything in front of these two judges, and the judges actually judge how the women's body is, like if it's hot or not, if it got cellulite, if the ass is thick, if the ass is thin, if the figure is well rounded, you know what I'm saying? Basically, they judge if the tits is too big. So folks, I don't know. This will not, I don't, wait a minute. So the creator of the show, his name is Thomas, and he's a Danish living in America. And he's actually saying, these are his claims. He's claiming that the female body thirsts for the words of a man. the female body talks for the words of a man. And I know, you know, yeah, I mean, he's kind of right. Like, you know, women be liking when a man gives compliments the body. They be like, oh, that ass be looking good. Your tits looking good. Oh, basically all the comments that men give. You know what I'm saying? Like, women love compliments. So Thomas, the creator of the show, is claiming that the female body thirsts for the words of a man. Now, critics, on the other hand, have branded this show, calling it vile, and saying that the show uses derogatory comments about the female figure, and it's very sexist and humiliating. That is what the critics are saying. Now, the creator is responding and saying that this show is actually attempting to open up a debate about men's views of women's bodies without having to be politically correct. interesting stuff going on. So the one of the judges, who is also living in America, he's saying that he regrets that Denmark, or the critics in Denmark, are very ungrateful, or ungrateful lots. He's actually calling them ungrateful lots. And he's saying that these ungrateful lots are attempting to wear down the geniuses in this earth. Now, I don't know if coming up with a show about women stripping in front of two dudes, that's just like a genius idea. But I know, like just like with, it is with everything. People have their different opinions. Some folks be like, okay, it's a good show, because women themselves also like criticize men's bodies when we go to the beach and then we show off our buff selves. And they be like, no, I don't like your biceps. Oh, your triceps are too narrow, or they don't even qualify to be called triceps. So, you know, women be saying all sorts of stuff like that. You know, they be checking out your package and they be like, I don't dig that. So when the men do it, then everybody be going wild. Now, is it just because that this show is being broadcasted all around the world? Is that because critics are going wild and calling the show vile and sexist and humiliating to the women and to everybody and to the society? You know, so I don't know what everybody's opinion is, but my opinion is if the women themselves are doing that without being forced to strip down in front of these two dudes, then I don't see nothing wrong with that. But on the other hand, I'm thinking that why should naked bodies of women and men commenting on the statuses of the naked bodies, why should that be aired all around the world for everybody to see? You know? So, again, I know there's a lot of people who suffer from esteem issues. And for instance, when a woman goes there thinking that they're hot, and then they strip down, and then the men be like, nah, you got cellulite. Oh, your ass is too fat. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if, you know, that is actually meant to build or break this person, you know? Because I know, like, you know, some people do not like taking compliments positively. You know, that will actually wear them down. And instead of building them and building their rapport or public persona, that will actually make them become hideous and not dress up, or not, you know, not go to events and just become people who are confined within their environments. I don't know if they can actually step out and live their full potential. I don't know. But basically, I'm just saying that I do not understand as to why somebody would strip down and go to be judged by another person, because I also know that beauty is in the eyes of the beholder, right? While something might be beautiful, or some woman might be beautiful before another guy, she might not be that beautiful, you know? Well, personally, I think that everybody was born beautiful, and the society, basically, we just came up with standards of actually making people judge what is beauty or not, you know? Because sometimes I don't even understand how people categorize who's beautiful and who's not beautiful. you know, because I think personally that everybody was born beautiful. Now, having said that, this show that makes women strip in front of two gentlemen and actually get critiqued on their status, on their body's shape and figure, and the how big the chest is, and how, I don't know, you know, how, what do you think about that? I think that it's not wrong, but at the same time, I think it's not appropriate. That's my opinion. I think it's not appropriate, and we should be coming up with ways of trying to kill hunger. You know, try to feed the homeless and try to put shelter on their heads. We should be talking about that. You know, we're here trying to talk about this show being vulgar and this show being humiliating and sexist to the women folks. And we're talking about all the investors that have actually spent money to create the show while they could be out helping humanity. I don't understand what's up with that. You know, do y'all think it's a case of misplaced player priorities? Like, we're placing priorities where we're not supposed to do, you know? So, folks, I want to hear what you got to say about this, okay? Hit me up on my Facebook fan page, Spot On 12, and let me know what y'all think. And you can also call the studio, 415-482-3587. You are listening to Penguin Radio. Yeah, my baby, only on Spot On. Song, 'cause you asked for it, 'cause you need one. You see, I'm not gonna write you a love song, 'cause you tell me it's make or break in this. If you're on your way, I'm not gonna ride you to stay. If your heart is nowhere in it, I don't want it for a minute, babe. I walk the seven seas when I believe. Oh, Yeah, I know you're having a good time. Welcome back to Spot On. Yeah, my baby right here. And you are tuned in to radio.dominican.edu, Penguin Radio. Yeah, so this is actually very interesting, folks. There has been researchers at University College in London have found out that children diagnosed with conduct problems react abnormally to seeing people in pain. And they're saying that regions of the brain affected are those known to play a role in empathy. But experts are also saying that it is important to view these findings as an indicator of early vulnerability rather than biological destiny. Okay, so brain scans can identify psychopaths even in childhood because they have no empathy when seeing people in pain. You know, this is actually some interesting news, and it's very can, you know, just help like cure a lot of problems that we have in our society today. You know, because we have people who are sick, we have people who don't care when hurting people. That's why we have people who would go plant bombs and blow up people who are racing for a just cause, a cause to save up money, or a cause to raise money, basically, to help people who don't got no homes, who don't got food, people who are suffering. That's why you would have people shoot people without being apologetic about it. You know, It's because we have a lot of narcissistic people who are psychopath out there, okay? So I think these brain scans, which can actually identify psychopaths, even in childhood, it's a major breakthrough. And that way, we can kind of keep track of people who show signs and symptoms of having problems with identifying and empathizing with people who are in pain. And then we can have, we can keep a 24-hour tab on them. That way we know how they operate, and that way we can know how safe are they in public and how safe are they when they're by themselves and what kind of activities and things they be doing when they are alone. You know? So I'm thinking it's a great breakthrough for science, and it would help a lot. It will help a lot, especially this society that we're living in right now. In other scientific news is that there is a new computer game that can actually make your brain 3 times younger in 10 hours with effects lasting for a year. This is huge, folks. You know, like I'm going to say that again. There's a new computer game which is out right now. And this computer game can make your brain 3 hours younger in 10 hours with effects lasting for about a year. That's a very long time. That's a very long time. And just to play a game that can actually make your brain 2 or 3 years younger, that is dope, you know? So the game is actually called the Road to a Brain Train Game, and it was designed by experts, scientific experts. And it has shown basically to be beneficial because it's been tried on a couple of folks, and both men and women who are aged 50 years and above, who have played the game for 10 hours, and they've actually found out that it has been very beneficial, you know. And they've been doing it for a while, and a year later their brains were actually scanned or measured or whatever, thing that they did, and they found out that on average the brain got 3 years younger, you know. So I think that this is something huge. This is something that can help folks that have, for instance, memory problems, or folks who can, who want to boost their brain capacity and capability. They can actually play this game. And it's not like a drug or something. It's not like, ingesting. It's just playing a game. You know, I mean, how bad, how worse can that get? And the makers of this game are saying that it is far more effective than playing a crossword puzzle. Yeah. I mean, how about that? The game called the Road to a Brain Game is far more effective than a crossword puzzle. If you're tuning in right now, I'm just talking about this new computer game that can make your brain 3 years younger in only 10 hours, and the effects last for a year. You know? Now that is something worth pursuing. And a lot of people who are playing this game right now are 50-year-plus men and women. But you can also, I think anybody can play this game. You know, that is if you want to boost your brain capacity and basically how all your brain functions. And there is this story about a New York bike share program which has banned fat people who weigh over 260 pounds. So they've changed their rules, and the rules have actually caused a lot of anger among obese people who are too heavy to take part in this game. Not even game, in this program, because it's not a game, it's a program. So a lot of obese people have actually been angered by it. Now, I don't understand why people put weight issues to be such a big, big, big deal. You know, because I also remember last Tuesday, I talked about this Southwestern airline that ordered this passenger off the plane because he weighed more than 300 pounds. And they were saying that he was too fat for his seat. So they ordered him off the plane, and they made the guy so humiliated that the guy was crying when he was reporting this matter to news reporters. You know, just think about it, the kind of torture that you subject people to with your words. Now, as a matter of fact, yesterday I was watching this movie, and there's this one character that was saying there's two things that you cannot take back. Two things you cannot take back in your lifetime. Words, after they've been spoken, you can take those back. And a bullet out of your gun, you cannot take that back after it's released. Now, words can be very hurting, folks. That is why I always, always tell y'all to respect people out there. Respect people. Do not treat people the way you would not want your kids or yourself to be treated, or your family. You know, treat people nicely. Just be nice, man. Just a little bit being nice can go a long way, you know. So I don't understand why people place weight issues to be such a big deal. You know, if it's a program about people riding bikes, you know, why would you ban people who are more than 260 pounds? What are you trying to show the public? You know, you're trying to discriminate against these folks. And then you wonder why everybody's mad out there. You know, people are mad because of such stuff. Now, I'm not in any way condoning all the bad things that are happening out there. I'm not trying to justify them. But I'm just saying that people are so mad out there because of stuff like this. You know, stuff like this, that it's very cruel that you banning people that they cannot participate in some program because they're like over 260 pounds. You know, why don't you just take the program, go shove it up your throat and shove it down your throat, basically. And people don't want to hear about such programs that ban fat people. We don't want that. So some people who actually were thinking about participating in this program have accused the initiative of having a bogus weight limit. And just like I said, that was like bogus. That was some not wise to do, right? And they're saying it's a scheme to make other people feel bad and make other people feel good about themselves, which is not all right. Folks, today we've talked about a lot of stuff, right? We've talked about guys who were suspended just because they posted and they made a video about twerking. They were suspended from school. We talked about schoolgirls who went to prom night with inappropriate dresses that were too tight that the school had to stop them from participating in their senior prom, and they were turned away. And we've talked about this couple, mature senior couples who are actually having sex at the beach in front of everybody. We've talked about all that, you know. That's what the show is all about. The show is all about me talking to y'all about what people are doing, crazy stuff out there, and we can actually sit down and try to rationalize and come up with ways of how we can basically better our society. That's why we're having this conversation right now. Thanks, everybody. Thank you, everybody, for sending their text messages and for hitting me up on Facebook and sharing your opinion, because your opinion counts. And that is the way we're going to involve the community in changing our society, right? You've been listening to Spot On Penguin Radio, the station that brings you the best. Okay? See me next Tuesday. Enjoy the sun.